In Audio presents The Coming of Cuchulain by Standish O'Grady. Preface. There are three great cycles of Gaelic literature. The first treats of the gods, the second of the Red Branch Knights of Ulster and their contemporaries. The third is the so-called Ossianic. Of the Ossianic, Finn is the chief character. Of the Red Branch cycle, Cuchulain, the hero of our tale. Cuchulain and his friends are historical characters, seen, as it were, through mists of love and wonder, whom men could not forget, but for centuries continued to celebrate in countless songs and stories. They were not literary phantoms, but actual existences. Imaginary and fictitious characters, mere creatures of idle fancy, do not live and flourish so in the world's memory. And as to the gigantic stature and superhuman prowess and achievements of those antique heroes, it must not be forgotten that all art magnifies, as if in obedience to some strong law. And so, even in our own times, Grattan, where he stands in artistic bronze, is twice as great as the real Grattan thundering in the Senate. I will therefore ask the reader, remembering the large manner of the antique literature from which our tale is drawn, to forget for a while that there is such a thing as scientific history, to give his imagination a holiday, and follow with kindly interest the singular story of the boyhood of Cuchulain, battle-prop of the valour and torch of the chivalry of the Ultonians. I have endeavoured so to tell the story as to give a general idea of the cycle and of primitive heroic Irish life as reflected in that literature, laying the cycle, so far as accessible, under contribution to furnish forth the tale. Within a